the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Time for the Friday flashback. Got a couple of them. A daily double from Steve in the archives. All of that will come up on the Pre-Beer and Hot Wings podcast tomorrow morning for fancy idiots. Which one are we starting with, Steve?
Let's go Calpart Gauntlet.
Okay. Now, the idea of this was our friend Milton. Joe had done Paintball Gauntlet, and that had gone fairly viral for the time.
Yes.
Where he was shot by about 100 people holding paintball guns, and it was about 20 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was wearing a Speedo. And so we went back to the same site, and this time it was a Calpart Gauntlet, where our former intern at the time, Milton, who dabbled in the cattle trade at the time as well.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time cutting up spare cow parts and putting them into buckets and bringing them out. Now, not only did Joe run through the meat gauntlet, but then, as if he wasn't subjected to enough, I believe you then wrapped yourself and drove to a car wash to walk through the car wash to wash the meat off you.
I went in the back of a pickup.
Hot Wings pickup.
In the back of my pickup.
It was the back of your pickup.
None of that sounds cold at all.
Wow.
All of this that you were saying is fact. It was from what you say in the clip, it took Milton over 3 hours the night before to use a Sawzall to cut up these parts, I think in his garage.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, for some reason, you drove to a car wash that was about 20 miles away.
It was the only one that would sign off on a man going through the car wash.
It had to have been that.
We asked. I went, sure.
So this is right at the beginning. Joe, you've done all of the prep work. You are ready. You're standing at the starting line of the gauntlet.
All right, everyone. Ready, set, go.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Oh, jeez.
I don't remember that part at all.
It sucks that he's going to have to do it all over again.
Oh, no.
I have.
Of all the times we've done Joe stunts.
Hello?
Oh.
You got to do it over. The phone
cut. Yeah, you hung up on us.
Tell him to pick it all up and do it again.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, the phone cut out.
That was get away from me. I think.
Oh my God.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, it's cool. We'll just start over.
Oh, God.
What?
Which part?
I don't know. It's all over me.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I don't know that I've ever heard you make more hilarious noises in a string than that. You've made really funny noises like before, but that was...
I remember...
It took you a minute to hear one word we said.
Yeah, I remember. So I had a helmet on, but it was like just a cage in the front.
It was a hockey helmet.
If they were throwing bricks, that would have been great if it hit the back of my head, but they were throwing cow parts, and I think a piece of brain was like on my lip. And it sounded like, though I don't remember, but just based on the audio clues, I'm guessing that was like every stunt ever that people showed up for where the stunt was over technically and then they wouldn't stop hurting me.
Yes.
That sounds like what happened there.
Pretty normal.
Yeah.
Remember pretty how typical. Mad you were at the guy who videotaped for us because he wouldn't get close with his supersized camera because he was dressed in his work clothes and he didn't want to get meat on him.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you were coming to film a meat throwing stunt.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you wear your tuxedo and cummerbunds?
Yeah, you're our official, camera guy. In fact, you shouldn't even. You're doing a creative job, man. Mm-hmm. Wear some normal clothes for that type of situation. Yeah.
Just because you're going to turn into Billy Joe Armstrong tomorrow.
Well.
Billy Joe wouldn't care if he got a little cow part on his shoes, on his wingtips.
It's the same guy who wore, the wingtips to an icy hill. Yeah.
I know. That was so funny.
I love that guy. He's fantastic.
Oh, he did. Yeah,
but
it was really fun.
We're not going to bust your balls.
He just dressed stupid for certain occasions.
Yeah, that's all. He's a great guy and no ill will, but it was fun to make fun of him, and apparently it still is.
I don't mind it, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, same here.
The full segment on tomorrow's pre-beer and hot wings has you walking through the car wash also.
Can we, as a Friday flashback, have the original Joe goes through a car wash?
Yeah, I'm sure we have it.
Where Joe used the line, it tastes chemically.
Yes. How is it? It's cold and chemically.
You have a lot of really good descriptions in this one, too, when you're walking through the car wash. You're like, oh, it's the side scrubbers now. They're getting
All right, this other flashback, how much is explained? What do we need to set up on this?
I think that you set it. I'm pretty sure that you have the full setup in here.
Okay.
So this is just a story that we came across.
Well, this is an example of a guy with Broca's aphasia. I believe he had suffered a head injury. He can only say one specific word. It's, I believe, a gibberish word.
And tell me, why is it that you're moving, actually?
Tunnel. Could you pause it?
Is it because... Now let's count it out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He's got
nice.
It.
Nice.
Well, since you did so well, let's go for broke. Let's go up to 20 if you can.
What's up? 1, 2.
Oh, he's got it now.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh no, it broke. It fell off. There's a thumbprint on the CD.
Oh no.
That was one of the funniest things.
Ellen in Scotland writes, the thing that killed me about that was when one of you said that at least if he ever goes on Jeopardy and they ask who was the Lone Ranger's sidekick, he'll get it right. Yep.
That's a perfect
tunnel.
That's a great joke. That was a good joke. God. Man, it's been a while since we've had one of those guys.
Somebody with a very bad brain trauma?
Yes, just some sort of a brain trauma.
Oh, I guess the other one was a brain... the one I'm thinking of, there was another one right around that time where a man was pretending to talk like a baby for insurance money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That guy was really something. And then when he got caught, he's like, they're going to take away my Rolex. Oh, he's fine now.
Mm-hmm.
This text from Maine. I've been waiting for years to hear that again. I almost drove off the road the first time I heard that.
Oh, it's special.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.